This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The death toll in the Hamas incursion into Israel has risen to at least 700, the largest single-day death toll in Israeli history.
Many are describing Hamas's surprise incursion as Israel's 9/11. The death toll jumped dramatically as hundreds of young people who were at a party in a forest near Gaza apparently were killed. The Israeli army said more than 100 Israelis were kidnapped and taken to Gaza. Among them, the elderly, women, and children. Hamas declared victory and cited military achievements against Israel. Israel continued to bombard Gaza with airstrikes that have killed hundreds of Palestinians. Israel says it has taken dozens of Hamas gunmen as prisoners. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
U.S. President Joe Biden ordered warship and more planes to move closer to Israel in a show of support on Sunday while sending fresh military aid after attacks by the Palestinian militant group Hamas. The U.S. Defense Department said it was sending the aircraft carrier USS Gerald R. Ford and its accompanying warships to the eastern Mediterranean while boosting fighter aircraft squadrons within that area. New York locals gathered on Sunday for a demonstration condemning Hamas's attack on Israel. A few dozen pro-Palestinian protesters also gathered at Times Square in New York and near the White House in Washington Sunday, expressing opposition to the U.S.'s support of Israel. Some protesters carried banners saying end U.S. aid and resistance is not terrorism. New York Governor Kathy Hochul on Saturday condemned plans for